David, first of all, let's start with team news issues, first of all. Dahl was hobbling. How's he in connection with this game?
We're sort of watching him up towards the game. You know, obviously he had an issue and he came off, but, you know, we're still hopeful that he might be fit.
Is it sort of something rustiness as opposed to an actual injury?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was nothing major, and we put it that way, I think. And, you know, obviously, you know, the real games have an effect. You know, they're more physical and they're more demanding, so that has an effect. But it was nothing major, so, you know, it won't be, whatever happens, it won't be a long recovery. Mm.
Is everybody else okay and available for selection here?
They are, yeah. Other than the longer-term lads, the only one, Tony McMahon, who's back training now, so he should be back available soon. So other than that, we're pretty clear, touch wood.
You've been in a situation where right throughout the pre-season, the long-termers are such a long-timers, aren't they? But everybody else has generally got through it okay, haven't they? I mean, that from your point of view, is a real plus at the start of the season.
Yeah, we don't want to jinx ourselves, but, you know, up until now, we've been relatively okay. We've had the odd, you know, player missing here and there, days here and there, but on the whole, it's been good, and that's, you know, that's obviously where we want to get to, where we have the majority players training and available and creating competition. But, you know, that'll obviously change during the course of the season. I'm sure we'll pick up a few injuries and the like, and we'll be challenged. But, you know, touch wood, so far it's been not too bad.
And is everybody where you would want them to be in terms of their fitness programmes? Because everybody's different, of course. Everybody would have woken up on Saturday morning perhaps feeling slightly different. But are they on kind of par right now?
Yeah, I think so. We're trying to individualise it as much as we can, and trying to, you know, take into account people's histories and, you know, what we know about them, having worked with them. So we are trying to manage them individually and trying to get them, you know, as you said, available for the games, which is the priority.
Every game has its importance, of course, but does this fixture tomorrow night perhaps present you with an opportunity to play some of the players who, perhaps weren't involved on Friday night, and who need that extra game time?
I'm not sure about that. I think we've got to, we've obviously got to manage the squad, and we've got, you know, players within the squad who we know we can come in and do a job. But we'll, as we will continue to do through the course of the season, we'll pick the team that we think can win the game. That's always got to be the priority. And, you know, I think, you know, the squad we've got, we've definitely got quality within it, and we've got a bit of depth. And, you know, if we've got a majority of players available, then there are opportunities to, you know, to change one or two. But it definitely won't be wholesale changes, because, you know, we've got to give Burton respect. Burton knocked us out a cup last year, so, you know, that's the last thing we want to happen.
In terms of hitting the ground running, 71% possession, that's the stat we all saw when we got home on Friday night. How pleasing is that as a first here?
Well, it's great. You know, it's obviously shows we had the majority of the possession. They were down to 10 men, which might have had an effect, but the most important stat is, you know, the scoreline and 3 points. That's the priority. How we get there, you know, obviously we've got ideas in regards to that and what can help that to happen. But, you know, the one stat that everybody takes notice of, and the one stat that will help to make us successful, is winning. And that's the most important one. But there were a lot of pleasing aspects from Friday. You know, there's no doubt about it, but, you know, we're definitely not going to get carried away.
It perhaps, though, does show that how you want this team to play, the message has got through, it's landed, and the players are comfortable with that message as well.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, there was a couple of challenges in the game. You know, them going down to 10 men created a problem. Then when they equalised, it created a problem. It was pleasing for us to see that they continue to do what we think are the right things, you know, in regards to keeping the ball and passing it and moving it and being patient. And that was pleasing for us, to be honest. That was a big part of it. And fortunately, we got the right result in the end in regards to, you know, we created the opportunity that got us the result. And that was very pleasing. And it's, the boys are definitely buying in, and, you know, that definitely helps the case, and, you know, and makes us feel like, you know, we're going in the right direction. But there will be challenges through the course of the season, I'm no doubt about that, and we'll have to meet those when they come.
Yeah. How perhaps encouraging is that for you then, obviously this being your first job in the Football League, to know that, you know, you can get that message? So obviously you're a vastly experienced player, but this is still a first as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't really think about it like that, to be honest. You know, I feel like I've been coaching for a while now, and, you know, I think, you know, it's not just me, it's the message throughout the whole club is how we want to play and the things we want to do. And I've been working on it for 5-6 weeks now, so that, you know, credit to the players for, you know, for taking on the information and putting it into place. And that's, you know, especially in an environment like Friday night, whereby, you know, there are challenges and there are pressures, and, you know, it's live on TV, and, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, getting behind you and wanting you to score straight away and do things straight away. So it was great for us to see the buy-in from the players in respect of what they did and the patience they showed. And, you know, that was It was definitely pleasing for us, but you know, we're only right at the start of the season, it's right at the start of the journey, and although, like you say, there are positive, you know, effects of it, there's still a long, long way to go and a lot of things to work on as well.
I suppose if nitpicking, and only as a reflection on Friday night, just being that little bit more clinical, because 2-1, uh-huh. It could have been so much more in the end.
Yes, it could have. We had chances towards the end, and you know, that'll come, as I said, after the game. We've not worked a great deal in finishing, to be honest, because we've been working on other things. So, you know, hopefully during the course of the season we will get better than that and we'll get more clinical. And, you know, that comes with practice like everything else. And, you know, it's not something we've prioritised, but, you know, it's obviously something that we are working on now and we will definitely get better at.
In terms of squad planning, between now and the window, which is pending in 2 or 3 weeks' time, do you anticipate any business? Are you hoping to do something?
No, not as it stands, no. I think, you know, the squad's pretty full up as it stands, you know, in regards to players and in budget. So I think, you know, we'll be as we are, sort of.
And in terms of out, are you of the mind to maybe get some of the younger players out on loan? Has there been any interest there?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, Aaron Barry's gone on loan to Dumbarton, which is obviously the first one going out. And I think, you know, we'll look at that as time goes on in regards to getting these lads, if they're not going to be involved week in, week out, and playing on a Saturday afternoon, giving them opportunities to do that, because I think that's really, really important for their development. And that's definitely one way of, you know, of helping that is by getting them out on loan. And, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, is on our agenda and on our radar in regards to doing to help the progress.
And then it's just that fear, and I suppose all managers are being asked similar questions right now about that bid that you can't really not turn down late on for one of the senior first team players.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's football. That, you know, if that happens, then we'll sort of deal with that as it happens. But you know, that hasn't happened so far, and you know, we'll continue on as normal.
So Burton as a challenge, then, what do you make of them?
Yeah, we've seen them, you know, I've seen them, Lee Carsley's seen them, Adam's seen them, you know, and so we've been out and about and saw them playing. They came back well at the weekend from, you know, a deficit, and so they've obviously got some good qualities in that regard, and, you know, they're definitely a capable team, and if we don't approach it properly, then they'll cause us problems. So we know we have to be on, you know, on our game. We know we have to be doing the things that we want to do, and we have to do them at the right speed, and, you know, have to do all the things that, you know, we would do in any other game. And you know, we only need to look back to last season when they knocked us out of the cup year, so to give us a reminder that, you know, what can happen if we don't approach it properly.
Having had them watched then, well, you've all been, haven't you? What do you feel are their key strengths then?
Well, I think they're well organised. I think they work hard. You know, I think they're very compact in their shape, and you know, they've got a lot of good qualities. You know, and without going too much in depth or giving any secrets away, there's obviously things that we'll try and do in order to combat that, but they'll be a difficult team to break down. They're organised, they've got some experience within their team, and they've also got some young players with legs as well, so they've got a good balance in their team, and they'll be a tough test for us, no doubt about it.
And I suppose psychologically, they are a side who have designs on promotion to this division. Sheffield United have got designs on promotion in this one. There's two sides there that have reasons to be confident this year.
Yeah, well, you know, that definitely plays a part. I'm sure they'll be looking to come and win the game, you know, and it's a cup tie, so you've got to kind of throw that in the mix as well. So, you know, you've got to realise that things, you know, upsets happen in cups, and, you know, and you've got to kind of be aware of that as well. But they've obviously have high ambitions, I'm sure, this season in regards to doing well and being at the top end of the table. And from what we've seen then, you've got no reason to believe that won't be the case. And, you know, we've got our own ambitions in regards to what we want to do as well. So hopefully it'll be a nice home game, and, you know, two teams looking to go and win it.
And how important is the cup this year? Clearly the league would obviously take precedence always, but I'm sure you'd like to supplant that with a fairly decent run this year.
Yeah, of course we want to, you know, win every game. That's, you know, that's how we'll approach it. We won't prioritise as such. You know, we'll try and approach every game in the same manner, give it the same care and attention, and, you know, make sure we're putting a team on the pitch that's capable of winning the game. And some will be, you know, more challenging than others, but, you know, every game brings its own challenges, and, you know, we've got to make sure that we're preparing properly for each and every one of them.